mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Some overdrive here. I apologize for everybody having to hold for eons. I'm horrible. I'm terrible. I'm the worst. Sheriff Richard Mack's here with us. Paul, you got cut off earlier. I wanted you to finish your question, and Richard Mack can answer it. Then we'll go to Joseph and others. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem, Alex. You are terrible. No, I'm just kidding. It's an honor to be on the phone with you, Alex, and of course an honor with Sheriff Mack. Big fan, sir. Just to quote you, something that you had said a long time ago: I will not idly stand by and watch my country die or be murdered by vacant politicians. Sir, we are with you. I think that most of America is awake. And if you could just give me 1 minute, Alex, just so I can get a good, just to kind of summarize it all, so that I look at it like it's almost we are all pieces on a board, a sort of a chessboard, and there's a reason why there's a dark, a black side, and a light, which is the white side, and whether it's Snowden or Hastings or Aaron Schwartz, we've all got to play our part on this board. And I believe that Sheriff Mack is like the tip of the spear on a local level. Because if I can wake up my sheriff and have him on our community and just our
exactly. Once people are totally awake, it's over. It doesn't matter how much propaganda, how much bull. You cannot occupy a group of people that know you're the enemy. And the globalist, Sheriff Richard Mack, isn't America really occupied by the globalist?
Yeah, they are. And what the caller just said is what everybody listening to your program today needs to do. Get a hold of your sheriff. Make
Tell them out there.
A relationship. Make sure you have a relationship with your sheriff. Make sure he has my book. Make sure he's read the book, and then you vet him and make sure he's on board to be a constitutional sheriff. If he will not defend you and your freedoms and your constitution, tell him you're going to work to get rid of him. But do all this tactfully. Do it honestly. Do it as a patriotic American. But make sure you have a relationship with him and volunteer to be on his posse.
Absolutely. Anything else, caller?
Yes, do you remember something that you had said, Sheriff Mack, about you quoting Lincoln? America will not fall from the outside, but it will fall from domestic.
Correctly. He said that we will never be destroyed from the outside. If we lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. We are there right now, and we have got to come to the...
Well, the globalists are doing everything they can to bankrupt everybody so they can take control. They're on record.
Correct.
That's the Cloud and Piven plan, which they admit they adopted. They are the enemy. Of course they say we're the enemy.
And there is a solution. We take back America, sheriff by sheriff, county by county, state by state.
All right, caller, thank you. Good to hear from you. Joseph, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello, California. Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
First-time caller, new listener to the show. I'm out here in Southern California from West Virginia. And by the way, back there, they're pumping so much of that poison in the water that it's spewing out of the faucets and globs and chunks of it for weeks at a time, at least 2 weeks out of the year. Out here in Southern California, it's the insane what's going on out here. Government's been controlling everyone's minds for who knows how long. They're out here charging every man they can with domestic violence, charging them $400 to put in a domestic violence fund, charging hundreds of
dollars. Yeah, they want to get everybody into the criminal justice system. That's why if you drink one beer now, they'll take you to jail while the government ships in narcotics. They want to get everybody in the system with a record so that you have no rights. Anything else, Joseph?
Yeah, I got a lot more that you're interested in.
Well, look, I'm going to come back to you real quick to have your question for our guest here since you held a long time. Then we're going to go to David. And then we're going to go to Empty Congress and Mark and a few others. And we're going to continue here live on the other side. Some stations carry this fourth hour. But everybody can find us at InfoWars.com/show. All the free feeds there. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking phone calls. He got cut off by the break. We were talking to Joseph in California, and let's comment on what he just said, then we'll go back to him. He was talking about how now I read about these cases all the time where if your neighbor hears yelling, the police come and somebody goes to jail, and then they'll come in without warrants, they'll taser people. We've all seen the videos where there's not even domestic violence going on. Or you yell at your kid in a parking lot and CPS comes and takes them because there's no law. They just call it neglect. Now the New Jersey Supreme Court said CPS doesn't even need neglect. Take any children they want for any reason. They ruled that last week. So there's this system. We know tyrannies go after the general public and make them criminals, and then real criminals are left alone. I want to be like an illegal alien where I don't have to have insurance and I'm left alone. And of course, there's that phenomenon. So what do you say to that?
What I say is that we have got to get the sheriffs to build these barriers against all of that. We have got to have sheriffs that don't allow the CPS to take children away for those ridiculous and frivolous reasons. It's been going on for decades.
Over a million kids a year.
Yeah, and it's big money. It's big money, and that's why they're doing it. CPS is a filter of big government money. And so we have to have sheriffs that don't allow this. We've got to have sheriffs that become the guard of the county, guard of the Constitution. That is exactly what we're doing at CSPOA. All of it was born out of the book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. We now have this very strong organization, the CSPOA. I'll tell you what, every one of your listeners needs to get that video through your organization here. We'll have that ready in about 10 days. We already have...
Sure, talk to Weldon. We'll get it and carry it, because I know these are important events you're putting on.
This is not just education. This is living proof that what we're doing, that the solution is working.
You're now reaching thousands of sheriffs.
Thousands, yes.
This is unbelievable. And they're scared. They're mad at you.
Yeah, they're correct.
Because it's supposed to just be the foreign groups like the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center are supposed to just waddle in and say, George Washington's a pig and freedom is scum and communism's the way and your guns are evil. Good and we're supposed to just fall down and do what they say.
I mean, that we have sheriffs now standing for the Second Amendment in New York and in Colorado and in Utah.
What do you make of them going after that sheriff in Florida?
Well, I've talked to Sheriff Finch numerous times, and it is exactly the pattern that happened to me when I went after Clinton on the Brady Bill. The exact same pattern, except they didn't arrest me. The governor in Arizona was on my side, which saved my butt. There's several things that saved my butt. One of them was the NRA.
I want to get Finch on. We've been in contact with him.
Finch needs to be on, and we need to do some fundraising for that guy because he doesn't have a job. He's out of work. His family has no income. He's done financially in about 6 weeks. He's done. Now, we're taking donations for him at CSPOA, but we need to do this big time. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because he stands up for the Second Amendment, and then now if we don't back him, it's a war, folks. Yeah. This is time to take action here. Yeah. Joseph, you had one other point real quick.
Alex, after they got me in the system, they started harassing me. I've never talked about planes or taps on the phone ever before in my life. They tap my phone. They listen in my house. They listen in on my cell phone. They harassed me beyond belief that whatever my question would be is, who is doing this? It's probably the people who are contracted by the FBI or CIA. I'm the half Lebanese American. And then they finally made up lies about me and took my daughter away from me. And when the cops came here and took her, they slammed my head and messed up
is they beta test the police state on groups that are authorized. And now they're moving from Muslims to conservatives, which will be really hilarious because conservatives supported a lot of this evil.
Right.
And like Hitler went after unpopular groups first, the gypsies, and then moved on. This is a standard thing. I would get out of California. I mean, or at least get up to the middle or northern area.
You know, one of the worst ways they track you and put you on their list is with a concealed carry permit. Yeah, and I tell you, there was one time I actually went to get a concealed carry permit after I left the sheriff's office, and I told the guy no, and he was a friend of mine teaching the class. I said, there's no way I can do this, and there's no way that anybody should have those permits. I'm sorry, but Interpol has those lists. The lists go directly to the NSA, and you're being watched because they know they don't register your gun. They register you. Yeah. And so, yeah, very dangerous to get on any of those government lists. One of the worst ones is concealed carry permit. You're on every list, every state, every police agency in the world.
All right, thank you for the call, Joseph. Let's go to David in California. You're on the air.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's it called? I'm a little nervous being on a spotlight, but I got, what's it called?
Yeah, your phone's real bad. Just try to get a quick question out.
I'm not, I have actually a lot to say. Can you hear me better now?
Not really, but go ahead.
That there are two fronts in the globalist agenda. There's a religious and a political front. And the movies in Hollywood, and the music industry, they're basically outlets to preach and, condition the population to go with what they want to go with, right?
Yes.
So, what's it called? We know that, the globalists at the very top, they're a cultist. And you ask yourself, what do these globalists think about their children and what's going to happen to them? You got to understand that their religion, and to understand the rationale, if you want deeper insight on what their religion is about and what they believe in, I suggest you Google search John Todd. He's an ex-Illuminati who went around Christian circles exposing the globalists. And their
children. I've heard some of his recordings. Very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, he's talking about how in the like one of the last things they're gonna do is they're gonna go after our guns and they're gonna use a fuel crisis to cause World War III. He was saying that, like, in the early 70s, okay?
In the 80s, yeah. So specifically, well, you have a question or a comment?
My comment is that, that according to the pod, that the child belongs to the group. They don't belong to the, and they're considered an adult at the age 5. They're not considered, property or, under the care of the, the parents. And they also believe that they're going to come back to life. They're going to be reincarnated. That's why they push their agenda so adamantly because...
Oh, God, could you imagine reincarnating the Congress we have right now?
I mean, reincarnated is a bunch of dog crap. Excuse me. God bless you, sir. I get your point. The globalists are into a bunch of weird stuff. Let's go to Empty Congress. Speaking of Congress, go ahead. You're on the air, sir, or ma'am, or whoever you are.
Hey, guys. Great to talk to both of you today. Beautiful day here in Tennessee.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple of things. I used to be a plumber. That was my main profession when I first got out of high school.
A farmer?
Plumber.
A plumber.
And we were talking about the water quality and how they were accusing people of being terrorists here in Tennessee if they questioned their water quality.
Yeah, no, there's an article. In fact, here it is right here. Bureaucrat, water complaints could be act of terrorism. This is actually in the Tennessean. And they said complaining is an act of terror. We may arrest you if you don't like the fluoride in your water.
Oh, for God.
I'm not joking. Not worshiping government's now an act of terrorism. So what's your point on that, sir?
Well, when I first started as a plumber, the water was crystal clear. Now, this is, I'm 38 now, so that's been a few years back. At this point, the water is milky white. It's as white as my wife's car.
Oh, yeah. Now, they dump, on record, people, when I showed articles earlier when I said this, they dump radioactive isotopes, lead, mercury. The so-called fluoride stuff, they call it, is up to 350 chemicals. Usually it's only about 100.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why everybody's dying. I mean, the government is murdering us. No wonder people can't get upset, Sheriff.
Yeah.
They're just brain damaged.
Yeah, they're dying. They can't complain. Yeah.
Whatever you do, don't get a probe here at InfoWarsStore.com. Just drink the water, take the aspartame, trust the government, take all the shots. Don't listen to me, folks.
Well, we know two poisons for sure that they tell us are putting in water, chlorine and fluoride. Those are poisons. Both.
That's right. And again, they even take aquifer water in Austin. They know it's crystal clear and good, and spike it. With all this garbage, but again, I went to Hot Springs for a week and happened to be a big statewide water convention there. People can look that up. It was about two months ago, right when Jim Tucker died, when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was there. They were in the hotel, the Arlington Hotel, at the convention center. And I probably had, I don't want to exaggerate, 50 of the guys who were the head water guys come up and say, I'm a listener, believe me, we know it's poison. We still are forced to buy it under state law, but we do not put it in the water. So the good news is they know.
Yeah, they know. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's incredible. So as a plumber, what do you think all that is?
Well, basically, I mean, once they put it in there, there's nothing you can do other than filter it. And once you filter it, you're good. But, I mean, you just have to make sure your filters are up to date and have to make sure that you buy plenty of backup filters in case, you know, the economy goes to crap and you can't get any more.
Yeah, it isn't a joke. They are. This is a chemical weapon attack.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, the government is chemical weaponing us. I mean, they're bad guys, folks. I appreciate your call. Let's jam in one more, and I apologize to the others. Mark in California, 1340 AM listener. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, follow the shining example of this listener and go door-to-door, as I have many times during his live broadcast on KOMY 1340, of those of you. And just say, would you please tune your radio to KOMY 1340 right now and call two people? Don't have time to talk more. It's a very important broadcast. Secondly, last Tuesday, I live here in San Jose. I ran for city council as the write-in candidate and lost to Roca here in District 9. But I go every once in a while to the city council. And last Tuesday, I got to talk to them about Melissa Melton's interview with Bill Gates and how he wouldn't respond to her statements about eugenics or the 48,000 Indians who are permanently paralyzed, you know. And anyway, it does go on the net, so follow me on that. And also, I have a question to Sheriff Smack in regards to this thing with Snowden. Nancy Pelosi showed up here in San Jose on Saturday and said that Snowden broke the law. Two times she said that. And there was
she got booed.
Yeah, she did. She sure did, and she just repeated herself. But, I mean, what law did the guy break? I mean, many of us already know that the TV and the computers can watch us and listen to us, and Judge Napolitano brought that up. They can just flick a switch whenever they think somebody's a terrorist. I mean, what law did Snowden break, Sheriff?
In fact, guys, cue that up to her getting booed whenever you're ready, because I'm going to keep going so we can talk to
I love watching that.
Yeah, we're going to play. I meant to play that.
He did not break a law, but he broke policy, and he broke also the inner rule that you don't embarrass the NSA. That's their inner rule. And the FBI has the same rule. You can do a lot of stuff, but don't embarrass the head people there. And so that's really what he broke. And now they're tripping over each other to try to get this guy.
Actually, I hadn't got to this yet. Donald Trump, and I appreciate your call, sir. God bless you. This is up on Infowars.com. Just broke. Donald Trump says Snowden should be assassinated. Extradition process and justice system are too slow for would-be presidential candidates. So he's calling for
something.
That's
against the law.
It's illegal.
That's illegal what he's doing right there. That is against the law. He should be investigated.
Well, I mean, it's also under NDAA. I don't care if they say they pass law to kill citizens. If the godlike, president Barry Sotero says so, this just shows how this is authoritarianism. It's illegal. They're spying on all of us. They've been caught.
Right.
The CIA director brags, your dishwasher's watching you. To Wired magazine, that's okay. Snowden goes, yeah, that's all true. And they're spying on the media, which had already come out, and the media is like, kill him! Arrest us! I mean, just, we want to have our rights taken!
Now, actually, Trump, in making that comment, has put himself under a probable investigation.
Well, but it won't happen. They'll love
it. Won't happen. No,
so it's like Nazi Germany. People said, arrest all these people, round them up.
They made him a brown shirt.
I mean, I'm going to tell you, Donald Trump is a mega piece of trash. And again, he only did the whole Kenya thing to get attention for himself and then kill the investigation. And that's what I've been told by Jerry Corsi and others.
You just follow what happened. That's a natural conclusion, what Corsi said.
And notice he got his casinos right after that.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
He was broke. And then all of a sudden he's a multi-billionaire again. Yeah.
Donald Trump, what a disgusting thug.
Yeah.
I mean, he's here saying, kill an American citizen that exposes crime.
The Southern Poverty.
Are we going to stand up for him?
Yeah.
What are they going to, Snowden's car is going to blow up?
Yeah. What would the SPLC say if you and I said that? That we should kill somebody else?
Watch out, they'll edit that.
Yeah. So, did not say it.
Hey, a lady called in and said, could this be a weather weapon with this tornado? And I said, they have major weather modification, but it's mainly weather systems. I said, that's Tornado Alley, probably a real tornado. They just go on the news and say that I said Obama sent a tornado and keep reporting it every week. Just lying to their audience. I mean,
a tornado hit our convention Friday night, and we were evacuated right when I was giving Sheriff Clark his plaque. We were evacuated, and so we were in this little tight room. So I huddled everybody together, got up on a chair, and I continued the presentation. We have all that on tape.
Where was that?
At the in St. Charles, Missouri, at the Ameristar Hotel.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was amazing.
So
we didn't let them get in our way. We just kept doing it.
So it was probably Big Sis dressed in a Hitler uniform, steering the. It's a joke. MSNBC. Go ahead, go with it, you liars. And she's a space alien too. She said, "I believe giant wasps run the New World Order from underneath the building." I never even made that joke before. Actually, it's Easter Bunny's racial, God. Mr. Maddow. I mean, Miss Janet Reno, whatever her name is.
And people ask me why I enjoy these shows so much.
That's ridiculous. Let me tell you, these people crave power. Okay. What is it about bad people? Before we take a few final calls, we got Pelosi clip in a minute. I found that bad degenerates and weirdos, they hate those of us that aren't like them. I mean, they hate good people. It's like a criminal instinct to get crazier and crazier till they get caught.
Well, it almost seems like that, but if you look at what they've done going after the good people of this country, and I go back to Sheriff Arpaio, you know, here's a guy just trying to do his job. He's the only sheriff in the country, basically the only sheriff in the country really doing something about illegal immigration, trying to protect his people. He's actually, the crime has gone down while he was doing that. Now they come out and say that he was racially profiling, and they still keep going after him.
If a million Americans showed up in a Mexican city, we'd all be arrested.
Yeah.
I mean, no other country lets you do this. Why is America supposed to just be wide open?
No, we're not. And the crazy thing of it is that that's the only thing that the federal government is assigned to do is protect our borders. They have like four law enforcement assignments.
And this new border bill gets rid of that.
Yeah, it does. I mean, this the Gang of Eight thing, it really, they named them right. Gang of Eight. Yeah, they are a gang of criminals, and that whole thing is absolutely something. America will not survive if this passes through. This is something that's irreversible.
Well, it's like Ron Paul said, if everybody wasn't going to get welfare and all this stuff, and if these political groups didn't see the government as their friend, they'll do whatever they say on average. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's over. I mean, yeah. And then it's like Pat Buchanan said, when they try to take the guns,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a civil war.
Yeah.
Which I guess the globalists won again.
I don't know. It certainly seems to be heading that way. And what we are doing at CSPOA is trying to head all of that off at the pass. What better thing could a sheriff do than to head that off at the pass?
And I'll tell you, if enough sheriffs and enough counties and cities just start doing the right thing,
yeah.
the feds can't stop it.
That's correct.
And there's nothing they can do.
There's nothing they can do. But we have to have a good size and amount doing it. And our goal is to get at least 1,000. There's 3,100 counties in the country. We need at least a third.
Absolutely. We need to get you on Coast to Coast AM.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, I'm not going to bug George if listeners think that's a good thing.
Come on,
George,
are you still listening?
He probably is. He's a great guy. I'm on the show tonight. I'll talk about you tonight. I'll bring it up.
Right.
Let's play the Pelosi clip. Here she is saying that Snowden's a criminal when she's a big fat criminal. Here it is.
Answered. And as far as Snowden, he did, I went on and made, be in disagreement with you, he did violate the law in terms of releasing those documents. We don't know. I understand
I'm an arrogant piece of crap.
But he did violate the law. And the fact is, again, we have to have the balance.
Before they weren't spying on us, now it's a balance.
No,
they have giant command bases built everywhere, and they're going, we listen to everything you do. Ha, ha, ha. This guy goes, yes, they are. Arrest him.
Yeah, the balance.
And they say you get security by giving up your liberty when all you ever get is hell on earth.
Right. There's no balance. There never has been a balance. They expose that there's been all these crimes taking place, and now they're saying they're trying to balance it. Come on. No, the only balance.
Well, plus they've had all this NSA when 9/11 and all this happened.
The only balance we want is the states taking back the balance of power they're supposed to have. Again, folks, the balance of power is the solution, and that is the counties.
Absolutely.
And
let's talk to Mr.
States.
Mr. C on the marathon bombing drills. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I just wanted to say what I was watching immediately after the Boston Marathon happened. The bombing happened. I was watching different channels, different TVs. On some of the news stations, they were saying, oh, it was okay, it was just a drill. Then one reporter came on and said, oh, we're so lucky today that they was having a drill, that there's so many EMTs and ambulances around to help
we have those
by the bombing.
We have those clips. We need to put those back together for people. And then it turned out they had a drill, which they lied about, and they said, don't look at that. And then it turned out the brothers were on CIA payroll being sent overseas again. Did you know that, Sheriff Mack?
I did not know that.
Sounds like a familiar story, doesn't it?
Doesn't surprise me. Not at all.
You know, they were going to blame it on the Tea Party in the drill. Did you know that? The Tea Party was supposed to be the bombers, yeah.
Wow.
What do you make of that?
As soon as it happened, that's what I was afraid was going to happen.
That was called Operation Urban Shield. They had drills before, during, or supposed to have them after. Where a group wearing Patriot outfits blows up the event.
They wanted to catch up with the IRS attacking Tea Party groups, huh?
Well, yeah, you blow yourself up and blame on them, but that didn't work. So then they had their cutouts, who they really had out there. Mm. I mean, they were the older brother was definitely a CIA operative. He was sent under Zbigniew Brzezinski groups overseas to infiltrate al-Qaeda groups, who they're using against Russia. He had fake names. It was allowed to go. The Russians blew his cover a few years ago and said, well, who is this guy? Does he work for you? Why is he allowed to fly on fake names?
Yeah.
What's that sound like to you?
Yeah. That sounds like an operation that's going awry.
We had calls about that and saw some at the time. We should recollate those clips. Have you found those clips online again? Because I was just reminded of that they were saying right away, it may be a drill. We think it's the drill they were having.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's not talk about the drill. Mr. C, do you have those clips?
I can't find them. I don't see them online anywhere.
Yeah, I remember it happened, and I've seen them once, and we need to see. We don't even put on our best evidence. It's just overwhelming. Send them to showtips@infowars.com. That's it. I apologize to Frank and Carl and Carol, but I got the most of you. And I'm going to go interview this guy for Obama Deception 2. And then we'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. If you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and you haven't shared it, please share it today.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Toll free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Coming up, it looks like a federal lawsuit, maybe even criminal charges against John the Don Corzine, formerly the head of Goldman Sachs and who stole a bunch of private bank accounts, brokerage accounts, via MF Global. We'll see if he actually goes to jail like he should. But the crimes he committed are standard operating procedure for the banks that run this country. And they are the people that run the whole New World Order. And look at how many of them are going to jail. Look at how many of them are getting indicted, because their crimes are so public and so obvious. We could bring these people down. Also, on the whole immigration bill, the 1,200-plus pages, now people are having time to go through it. I've read some of the subsections. It just ends the country as we know it. And Chuckie Schumer is saying that if it's not passed, there'll be a new civil rights movement. Can I go to Mexico or Guatemala or Brazil or France? We mainly talk about Latin America. Can I go to Central Africa and show up and say, my civil rights, I'm here in your country, pay for everything? I mean, the country is going bankrupt, and these big banks want that, folks. They want to destroy our wages. And they sell it in the media via the Ford Foundation for more than 60 years. On record, that's who funds this. Ford Foundation has more than $50 billion in their war chest, paying for textbooks in Mexico, mainly, saying, you know, El Norte belongs to Mexico, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. This is the globalists that run our government, to create this division so that it's seen as you're anti-Hispanic, even if you're Hispanic, if you don't want to be under the government of Mexico, a failed state. Because the globalists want to collapse Mexico into the U.S. and collapse the U.S. That's their goal in a receivership takeover. Chuckie Schumer, who wants your guns and who says the family is a bad thing and is a horrible monster, he's saying he wants to bring in a bunch of foreigners who could probably be brought in and turned into liberty lovers. A lot of them are. Instead, they're turned into anti-American, socialist, anti-gun people. And then Americans are told, well, you better go along with this or you're racist. When, ladies and gentlemen, have you seen the demographics in this country? If they've branded this as a Hispanic victory racially, notice it's all racial politics the government and media is selling. Turn on MSNBC. It's like the Ku Klux Klan channel, but for whites that hate whites and other people that hate white people. And they're pushing it, actually to make sure whites then go into their own little bubble as well in a balkanized system. And that's what Brzezinski talks about. That's what the UN and Club of Rome talk about. That's what Henry Kissinger's in the news today saying, what we hope for is a balkanized, divided Syria. That's what they want, is a global corporate government with all the old countries broken up along religious and sectarian lines. This is the Roman model, the British Empire model of divide and conquer. And imagine how they've branded it. If you see the demographics, you've got Hispanics in the Southwest and Texas and Florida where under the age of 10, and this number's a few years old, you've got 60 to 70% of the children are Hispanic. Okay? And then you've got all the rest of the country. I mean, if this was a racial thing, then the Hispanics have won. America is yours. So are you now going to say, let's bring in everybody for the globalist to then vote to be anti-gun? See, because it's seen as the victory against America is to bring in socialism and to get the guns and to do all this when offshore banks are doing it to destroy the United States. I mean, let's say you're a Hispanic truck driver, because we've had these rallies before, when you'll have thousands of people out waving Mexican flags, saying La Reconquista, La Infasora, all this stuff, you know, the invasion, the reconquering. People wearing shirts funded by the Ford Foundation that say Plan of San Diego must be implemented now, which means kill all whites above the age of 16. I mean, this is like just beyond the white supremacist. If they said that, they'd be arrested. We have video and photos of this. I've covered it. It's on our site. Just type in Plan of San Diego, you'll find it. And you've got all of this unfolding with the government and big banks funding it to create balkanization. And then you've got Mexico, a completely failed state. You've got all these other Latin American countries collapsing. And I go to these events, and guess who would be at these demonstrations, these counter-demonstrations I did years ago? We ought to dig that video up and re-air it, because it's pretty riveting. I probably did like 10 of these counter-demonstrations. And I would find that politically correct white people were pretty much all scared to come out there. Guess who would actually join me to protest the illegal aliens? It was mainly Mexican-Americans that just wanted to be called Americans, because they understood. It's like, I'm a truck driver. I was getting $30 an hour, roughly, 5 years ago. This is like a decade ago. And now I'm getting $15, $16 an hour if I'm lucky. And they say, soon, with the Mexican trucks coming in, driving on the wages, I'll get nothing. Oh, you got it. See, just like Ross Perot was called a racist, we had nothing to do with that when he said, listen, Canadians are getting $35 an hour on average. We're getting about $24, $25 an hour. We have clips of this, actually, in Fall of the Republic. I went back. You can go online on YouTube and find the Larry King, Al Gore, Ross Perot debates. There's two of them. They're online. They're like 40 minutes long, you know, with the ads cut out, with Larry King. And he goes, listen, Mexico's got, you know, below $1 an hour. No infrastructure. You just put the factories in. No workers' comp. No insurance. No civilization. Because the corrupt regimes down there don't want their people to be upwardly mobile. So he got it. You got to pay people a livable wage like Henry Ford did so they can buy the cars you're making. This is how you build a culture. This is how you build a society. And he said, long term, it'll all move to China after the giant sucking sound goes from Canada to the U.S. He explained, we got all the Canadian jobs because we were paid $7, $8, $9, $10 more an hour. That is, the Canadians were. So because Americans were paid less, we got those jobs. And then Mexico is paid way less, so they got those jobs. And then China's paid way less, so then they get those jobs, to where Mexico's losing most of its jobs now to China and India. And it is the race to the bottom. And I'm desperately here trying to explain this to people. I mean, look, I'm smart. I know what I'm doing. My family is smart. They're professionals. They know what they're doing. I'll tell you, my family's going to be okay regardless of what's done to America overall. I know how to adapt, overcome, you name it, and a lot of us do. But the problem is the globalists are just going to tax us to where we can't compete either by design. But let me tell you, the general public that just wants to go out and work a decent job, you're done. You're going to live in a 200-square-foot apartment inside basically a prison cell. This is smart growth on record. L.A., New York, San Francisco is already doing it. And you're going to be a prisoner. And this has all been planned out, where they're going to raise the taxes, the bureaucracy, and shut down the jobs to where you're totally under government control. You're going to go work 12 hours a day, maybe 18 hours a day, like in China. You're going to live in a high-rise building that is a jail cell. This is the dystopic model, and the elite are going to live out in the countryside and helicopter into town. That is the whole plan in the 60s by Club of Rome. They're implementing it. And they are going to use the population of Latin America that doubles roughly every 20 years to absolutely overrun this country, and they're going to take the guns. The general public is going to vote, along with the electronic voting machines, to do anything. The giant, unwashed, poor, poisoned masses of poor people across the board, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, you name it, are going to do whatever the government says in this new economy to make sure they get their food ration digits put on their card. That's why the globalists want the end of wealth, the end of prosperity for the general public, to make you totally controllable. You're not going to have power but a few hours a day. Government districts are going to have power all the time. That's already been officially set up nationwide. Don't believe me? Look up Austin, Texas. The government and central area of the city has agreements to never have their power turned off in blackouts and to never have their power rates raised. They are the ruling class. You are going to pay and pay. You're going to pay more for 2 hours of electricity a day than you used to pay for a week of electricity when they're done with you. You understand that. I hope you understand that. And they said they're going to start having more and more blackouts on purpose just to train you to not have power. And you notice those have all been happening. This is the new America. Do you understand that? In a decade, Ceausescu went from all of Romania having electricity to no one having electricity but government buildings, army barracks, and government districts of cities in Romania. They will do that here. Every major city of Romania had electricity. Most of the small towns had it. They just got rid of it. This is a total austerity, dark age plan for you and your family. And you're going to compete with 4 million prison laborers in America working for 25 cents an hour. You're going to compete with 100 million Mexicans in Mexico, 30 million here, who are then given government welfare as a corporate supplement to make sure they can work for an unlivable wage and take your job. This is the breaking of America. I'm going to go to your phone calls and shut up. I haven't even gotten into all the news. And this isn't bad news. Knowing about this gives us a chance to turn this around. But they are now saying, Congressman Ryan says an even more likely now bill will pass the House. Oval Office powwow, Obama, Boehner, Pelosi, McConnell, and Reid all trying to ram it through. Mexican theme park offers fake border crossing attraction. It's a patriotic duty to go to El Norte and bring it down. And the government's saying, that's right, come on in. Here's all your free stuff. Americans don't get it. Americans don't get in-state tuition. Americans don't get free tuition. Americans are the chumps, the marks. We pay for our own destruction. All planned out with total precision. The total destruction of this country. And I just want everybody to remember, if they succeed in all this, remember, are you going to be better off in 10 years than you were today? Are you better off now than you were 10 years ago? And you ain't seen nothing yet. 76% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. Just a decade ago, it was less than 50% living paycheck to paycheck. And before that, we were the greatest saving nation in the world. Now we're the greatest debtor nation because it's all done by design on record. We have a criminal government. Rick in Utah, you're on the air. You want to talk about the giant NSA data center there in your state. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that our data center will be up and operational at the end of August. And they said that that our congressman didn't know anything about this NSA deep searching of millions of people. I actually called Orrin Hatch's office. They said that they voted on it in 2005 and that Orrin Hatch voted for it. So, in fact, they actually did know about exactly what was happening.
No, no, sir. Of course they know about the biggest spy compound in world history. Dozens of giant buildings the size of football fields. Just much bigger than football fields, huge buildings. We can show the NSA data center. And when American slaves from the newspaper try to go take photos of it in the middle of the town, they come and arrest them like it's illegal to take photos of a giant complex. I mean, only in America. And, of course, Orrin Hatch says he doesn't know it exists. Just like they say there's no FEMA camps, even though it's all on record. This is how they keep people in the dark. I mean, we're talking about a complex that's the equivalent of more than 10 major shopping malls, basically, is how I would describe it. It's just ultra-massive, and that's nothing. That's just a central center. They have bigger centers at Microsoft and Google and Apple and Amazon that are NSA. I mean, that's the only thing we're building is NSA. Because it's not just NSA, sir. Guess what this really is. I'm sure you listen to the show. Do you know what this really is?
What is it?
It is the new internet with fiber optics 100 times faster than the current fiber optic that have already been laid nationwide into the universities and corporate governments. This is the kill system, bigger than the Manhattan Project, to destroy the old internet and take over the new internet that is a spy grid into all the video games, all the appliances, wristwatches, clock radios. Everything now being built and rolled out is an AI spy grid.
Actually, that's absolutely correct. They said one of the reasons why that they brought it to Utah is because of the BYU University, that they have some of the best people there that understand algorithms, and that's who that they want to employ. I also wanted to say about the H.R. 645, about the FEMA camp. They said that that bill actually was never passed, but right now in subcommittee is H.R. 390, which is actually the old H.R. 645 to set up a FEMA camp.
But, sir, have you read that bill, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act? I'm telling listeners, it's everything they've already built. It just officially establishes it and increases funding.
Right. That's absolutely right. That's another thing that I asked Orrin Hatch's office about, and magically they knew nothing about that.
Well, listen, 5 years ago, Cyber Command stood up. That is, it turned on, even though it wasn't congressionally funded yet. It's already in place. They said they're going to shut down the alternative press. They said they're going to spy on journalists. They said in these Pentagon briefings that were even on C-SPAN that they're taking over. They've had Pentagon briefings on C-SPAN where Thomas Barnett and others admit we work for foreign banks, we work for Wall Street, this is a corporate global government. This is all out in the open. That's what's so frustrating, my brother, is that they're building in San Antonio, in Dallas, in Austin, giant Department of Defense and other private corporate spy buildings. They're building substations to spy on each neighborhood. They're putting secret police units in everywhere. They're planning a full-on war with everybody. All their training manuals say it. It is an open foreign military buildup with collaborators everywhere lining up against us. And all the public manuals are taking our guns, breaking up our families, putting conservatives in re-education camps. I mean, it's so hellish, folks, and how evil and how openly despicable and wrong this is. And we can't even get the addled public poisoned from fluoride to even understand the NSA is spying on them.
I don't know how that we can convince our senators and representatives to do anything about it. I literally call my representatives 2-3 times a week. I mean, they know me by name, and yet they do nothing about it. Or they play just absolute stupid on things that I know that are running through.
That's what they do. They always deny everything exists, so a real debate can never form. That's a military tactic. Just said, we're not assaulting. There's nothing happening. Tasers aren't killing anybody. GMO's good for you. Fluoride's good for you.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're back live. Drive here. Just briefly, InfoWarsStore.com is where we carry the very best products across the board. The best videos, the best books, powerful pro-liberty t-shirts, the magazine, and a whole line of different powerful water filtration systems like ProPure, stainless steel gravity-fed filters that blow away the competition, side-by-side comparisons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you're not filtering your water, you are insane. It is a win-win-win. Get a great deal with promo code WATER. Support the broadcast, and most importantly, be healthy. InfoWarsStore.com. And they got the new Pro One filters that cut it all out in one filter at one time, not two different filters. But all the units are there. InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget the new film, State of Mind, on mind control, the past, present, and future. I'm in it with a bunch of other just amazing people, and that's available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Pre-order it. It comes out in the middle of next month officially. We already have it in stock. It ships out in the middle of next month, and you will get the film absolutely free, American Dream, exposing the globalist banking cartel. So we also have it in Blu-ray, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Let's go back to the phone calls. I just want to say this briefly. You know, I'm up here saying all this, and it sounds wild, and I go to break, and I go, no, that's all true what I said. Look at how they let the troops use DU, knowing it's a death sentence. Look at how they give them deadly vaccines. Look at how they let them get nerve gassed and don't give them treatment. Look at all the secret testing. The globalists hate us, folks. So you've got to understand that. And they want to mop up America. They want to use our energy to build their world government and then get rid of us. And they are targeting everybody. And it's all done compartmentalized. The people carrying all this out, most of them don't even know what they're doing. The water treatment facilities, they go, oh, look, the fluoride came in from China or came in from Florida or came in from Wyoming, you know, from the uranium mines in those countries or in those states. And we just put it in the water and all it says is sodium fluoride, hydrofluorosilicic acid, and other byproducts. And then labs do tests on it. Some of the stuff it even says what's in it. Mercury, lead, arsenic, you know, radioactive isotopes. And they put it in the water. And then you go to your city council and they laugh at you. See, I mean, we're living in a Twilight Zone episode. But I told the story of being up in Hot Springs, Arkansas for a week on a slash vacation broadcast. You know, I did the broadcast there, but spent most of the day with my children. A working vacation, as they call it. And I was there. And they had a water convention for the state of Arkansas where the state had passed a law saying you've got to fluoridate because all these towns were pulling it out. And I had so many guys shake my hand and say, we're not putting it in, buddy. You see, the word's out, ladies and gentlemen. The word is out. Let's go to Brad in Indiana. Brad, got about a minute and a half. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Alex, first-time caller, long-time listener. I'm a huge fan.
God bless you.
Which, first of all, I wanted to say I love the music you play. You know, when you're coming back from break, I would for sure love to hear some Rage Against the Machine. But wanted to get to my point here. My dad, he's a retired state trooper. He's been retired now for about 15 years. He joined the force back in like 1977. He used to be a detective. He was told by his superiors to investigate suspected terrorists. The list he was given. Normal people, he would go to their houses. They were all libertarians. They were all churchgoers, right-wingers, army veterans. They've been targeting right-wingers for past few decades.
Well, no, I mean, he got outlawed in the 70s in Texas because it was already illegal. They had the state police spying on. If you aren't a communist, they spy on you. And what's crazy is most of the troopers aren't bad people, and they're like, breaking into houses, you name it. I mean, I don't know about the state you're in. You're in Indiana, but they've always... tell you what, I want to come back to you, Brad. I want to hear more about this than Sean, Paul, Joseph, and others. And we've got George Norrie coming up. Second hour. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.